This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Pope Francis has arrived in Mongolia on a visit to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. Francis arrived in the Mongolian capital Ulaanbaatar on Friday morning after an overnight flight passing through Chinese airspace. It is the first time a leader of the Roman Catholic Church has visited the landlocked Asian country. The pontiff will hold meetings with Mongolia's president and prime minister. He will then meet with the clergy and nuns who form the backbone of Mongolia's tiny Catholic community of 1,450 members. The Catholic Church has only had a sanctioned presence in Mongolia since 1992, after the country shrugged off its Soviet-allied communist government and enshrined religious freedom in its constitution. Ecuador's Interior Minister Juan Zapata says prisoners at a penitentiary in the city of Cuenca are holding 50 guards and 7 police officers hostage. The mass hostage taking comes a day after hundreds of soldiers and police officers carried out an operation to search for weapons, ammunition, and explosives in one of the country's main penitentiaries. Elections are taking place in part of Ukraine controlled by Russian-installed authorities. Reuters correspondent Matthew Larotondo says they are trying to cement Moscow's authority in what it calls its new territories.
Russia doesn't fully control any of the 4 regions where the votes are being held, Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. They each have governors handpicked by Moscow, all members of President Vladimir Putin's political coalition called United Russia. All of them are now running for full terms in office. Ukrainian officials say the elections are illegal. They say it shows why it's impossible to hold any peace talks with Moscow until Russia withdraws all its troops from Ukrainian territory.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Larotondo. This is VOA News. Singaporeans head to the polls Friday in the city-state's first contested presidential election in more than a decade. Singapore's presidency is a nonpartisan and largely ceremonial post under the Constitution, but formally oversees the city's financial reserves. The president also holds the power to veto certain measures, as well as approve anti-corruption probes. The voters being closely watched is an indication of support for the ruling party after a rare series of political scandals. Singapore has been ruled continuously since 1959 by the People's Action Party. Some coal producers are having to set aside tens of millions of dollars to cover their own risks as they are cut adrift by insurers, making it more difficult and costly to do business amid a surge in demand for the fossil fuel. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Dozens of insurers have announced restrictions on their cover for the industry, particularly for new projects, as they face outside pressure from groups that want to limit coal's contribution to global warming. The situation makes it more difficult and costly to do business amid a surge in demand that started after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. And the International Energy Agency says that demand this year will top last year's record. Coal miners need extensive insurance for everything from operations to property, equipment, and environmental liability. But many coal producers are finding workarounds. 5 coal mining executives who spoke to Reuters said that the industry is increasingly moving towards self-insurance and self-finance.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. A deadly record drought in the Horn of Africa has killed vast numbers of cows, goats, and sheep, imperiling the livelihoods of the people there who rely on livestock for food and income. Now, a U.S. charity called Water is Life Kenya is helping herders by giving them new animals and cash. Juma Majanga reports from Kenya.
The Maasai, like other pastoral communities, depend on livestock as their main source of food and livelihood. They are still reeling from the Horn of Africa's worst drought in 4 decades and its toll on their animals.
It was a 3-year drought, swept a lot of livestock.
A U.S. and Kenyan-based charity is helping vulnerable families in the pastoral communities affected by drought by giving them new cows, goats, and sheep, as well as cash, so they can rebuild their lives. The grant program, now in its 2nd year, also provides herders with skills so that they can better cope with the frequent droughts brought on by climate change. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Engong Narok Village, Kenya.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.